Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So what was the first 82-game season, the full schedule like?
It was definitely a lot different than last year. A lot more fun, for sure. Get to go out, experience some new cities, and get to go out to eat on the road, and it was kind of like a rookie year all over again, I guess, in that sense. It was a big learning experience for sure. Just with all the travel and all the games and how quickly it comes at you. There's a lot to learn and a lot that, I'll take in and use as a, kind of just a learning curve for me and making improvements over the summer.
How did you feel you handled that grind?
I think my body held up pretty well. Playing in the WHL, there's some crazy road trips we had and lots of games like that too. So I'd say my body's a little bit prepped for it in that sense. But other than that, nothing really, don't really have much going on with injuries or anything. So there's times definitely that you're tired and not feeling quite 100% in games. And it's just knowing when to simplify and not try and do too much when you're feeling that way.
What else did you
I'd say just the best thing was just hanging out with the team so much more and getting to really, really know your teammates and become close friends with them. And I think a lot of, there's a lot of great relationships built this year within this team. And it was a really fun group. And obviously with the business of hockey, it's never going to be the exact same any year. And it's, it is sad because there's a lot of guys that in this room that, everyone loves and, everyone loves each other in that room. So, it is what it is.
Dylan, second half of the season, how do you view it? You consistently generated scoring chances. Your game continued to take big steps. I'm sure you wanted to score more goals, but how do you balance that? Because you obviously were improving and developing the way that you should.
For me, I was getting lots of chances the second half. They just weren't quite finding the back of the net for me. And as frustrating as it was, I tried to focus on the positive things, and I think the second half I really kind of stepped up my defensive game and reliability. That's something as a young guy I want to be reliable and trusted in the defensive zone and being able to go out there in a close game with a couple minutes left. And so that's a positive I take from the second half. As much as I did want to score more, the team had a lot of success in the second half, and that's what's really makes me happy and what's exciting. So. Yeah, that's the biggest thing is just getting those chances. And when you're not getting chances, that's, when it really kind of eats at you. And that's when you need to change something, I think. But, when I was just getting all those chances, as much as I would have liked to score more, I said, it's just a positive. And I got to try and not get too frustrated. Just getting the chances is the biggest thing.
And you did have, 70-plus goals your last 2 years of junior, obviously. What do you think was the difference in not being able to finish? What has to change in that area?
Just getting to the NHL, the goalies are just that much better. And the defensemen, I think a big thing for me is just that I'm going to work on a lot is just getting getting the shots through the defensemen and away from their stick and getting off as quick as possible so the goalie has less time to react. And I do, I think my shot is hard enough to beat goalies in the NHL. It's just, you know, changing the angle, getting that quickness. That's the biggest thing for me to, you know, find more goals.
How much do you like being viewed as one of the core guys? And how much do you embrace that?
No, it means a lot to me. You know, Buffalo, I love this city. I love the organization. I love this team. I love everyone here. So I want to be here for a very long time, and to, you know, be viewed as one of the core guys. I mean, everyone in that room is matters for this team. And when we have success, every single guy in that room will matter. But, you know, just to be viewed as that, it means a lot to me. You know, I want to do very special things here, and, you know, we're all going to do it together. And there's a lot of people that are very excited for, you know, what the future holds for us. And, you know, we see that as a group, and we just can't wait to get going.
You use the word love for the other guys, Rez and Stanley Hall, the brotherhood. What makes the group so close? We haven't really heard those words around here in the past. You know, everyone just meshes so well.
There's a lot of things that play into that, but I would say the biggest thing is just being able to come to the rink every day and be yourself. And that's on, you know, the older guys for allowing us to come to the rink and be ourselves as young guys and be who we are. And, you know, it makes coming to the rink every day fun. And, you know, we've just become so close this year. And there's a lot of young guys on this team. And, you know, we're kind of, you know, just figuring it all out together. And, you know, if we, you know, we keep that together here and keep that going for the next few years and we kind of grow up together, it's going to be, you know, we're going to be a dangerous team. And I think we all kind of see that. So, you know, there's very exciting things ahead for us.
You know, this center group was a question mark in some ways coming in. And Casey gets hurt opening night. You end up, Tage develops into a 38-year-old guy. You get Peyton Krebs. There's no Jack. There's no Sam anymore. What was it like to see you guys, the group of centers, develop and become a strength of this team?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as Casey went down, that was tough. You know, everyone felt really bad for him. And Tomer, I mean, Tomer was unbelievable. He stepped up huge for us. And, you know, he showed that he can be, you know, he can score a lot of goals. So, you know, that was big for us. And being a guy that hasn't really played center much, he did a great job, I think. And credits to, you know, to Donnie and the coaches for seeing that he can play center. And, I mean, Tomer was, yeah, he had an unbelievable year. And we all know that.
Did you hear that, direct message from some of the veteran leaders like early in the year telling?
I wouldn't say that it was a direct message, no, but just you know, everyone comes to the rink and feels comfortable, I would say. And you know, I don't know how it really goes on other teams, but sometimes as a young guy you're a little nervous, you know, you don't want to talk to you don't want to say some things, but I mean, that's just not really how it's been here. And I don't know, like, I mean, we have a lot of young guys, so everyone's kind of around, a lot of guys are kind of around the same age, but I mean, at the same time, it's on the older guys for, you know, kind of just allowing us to come and act how we want to act and be ourselves. And it makes, you know, it's fun every day.
Speaking with Don and Kevin, what was their message to you, maybe as you now head off for your training in the summer and everything, what kind of things would they like to see you get better at?
I think a big thing that Donnie talked about is just keeping, you know, not exposing the puck as much, you know, keeping it away from the defenders and you know, showing the defenders my other options instead of just trying to go one-on-one, like show, you know, just being deceptive in that sense and protecting the puck. And face-offs is a big thing for sure. I want to get really good at face-offs. And I think as the year went on, I kind of got better and better, but, you know, it's still not enough. I want to be a really good face-off guy and a top face-off guy. So that was a big message. And just, you know, kind of just enjoying the summer. It's, you know, not always thinking about hockey all the time and just, you know, just going through my daily routine every day and sticking to my training and knowing that, you know, that I'm going to be ready for training camp.
Are you going to train at home or are you going to train in London again?
I'm going to be in London again for the most of the summer, yeah.
How difficult is it to not think about hockey? I mean, especially you younger guys, probably you watch a ton of hockey, like you're thinking about hockey, especially the playoffs going on. How do you unplug?
It is tough for sure. Sometimes I would say I kind of have an advantage being where I'm from. I get to go out and be in the middle of nowhere with no service and go out there and hunt and fish and do whatever. And that's, you know, I'm super grateful for that. I mean, I love just, that's how I really kind of unwind and get away from everything, just being out there and kind of just having a whole other focus.
Late in the season, you guys as a group really learned and did a really nice job of handling the emotional ups and downs of the season, right? Like, in a lot of ways, that's how you have success in the NHL. Like, what role did Don have in sort of guiding you guys through those games when the schedule was really difficult and you had big events, big moments?
Yeah, Donnie was huge for us this year. He let us just be the players that we are, and, you know, not be scared, not hesitate, not be afraid to make mistakes, and that was big for all of us, just to be able to go out and have that confidence in our game and just to be ourselves.
Dylan, the finish of the season, take the shot in overtime, Casey puts it in, it becomes sort of an iconic goal because it's RJ's last call. Just what does it mean to you to be part of that moment?
It's huge to be a part of that. I mean, you see the support and love that RJ gets here in Buffalo, and you know, he's truly a legend in this city. So, you know, to have my name a part of that last call is pretty special. You know, just I'm so happy we got that win that night, and, you know, just to cap it off in overtime makes it even better. So, you know, it is special for sure.
When you look back at this season, how memorable is that outdoor game going to be for you?
That's going to be a game I remember forever. Just, you know, where I grew up and being, you know, on my backyard rink every day, and getting to play on a stage like that, you know, in Toronto in front of my family, lots of friends. That'll be a game that, you know, I remember, you know, when I'm hanging up the skates, that'll be a game that I'll remember forever for sure. And that was fun for everyone. I think everyone would say the same.
I wish the referees would have let you and Bunting get at
it. Yeah, I mean, I was pretty fired up there, and it would have been fun, I think. Yeah, I'll just say that, yeah.
So, are you guys has three big crowds this year, and you guys played well and won all three games. It was obvious you fed off. Does that excite you to see what's going to happen here in the future when you guys do get good and the fans are back and what the atmosphere is going to be like here?
Yeah, that was a big thing we emphasized at the start of the year. Our Donnie emphasized is just earning it. And, you know, we didn't have a sold-out building for most of the year, but that's something we're going to earn. And we want people to come here and want to watch us play. And, you know, it's every time it was sold out this year or it was a full house, the energy in the building is incredible. And it really gives us that extra gear, and we do feed off it. You know, they might underestimate how much, you know, momentum it gives us and energy, but, you know, when they're cheering like that, it really gives us that extra boost, and, you know, we just want it to be like that every night. We want to earn it. We want to make everyone want to come to watch us every single night.
Casey was saying that this last couple of days there's already talk of September. Has that been a theme? The guys are already looking forward 4 months from now and getting it back together.
Yeah, I think a big message was said to you guys that nobody wants the season to end. So, I mean, I think we're all kind of on the same page there. We want to start again. You know, it sucks that, you know, we're done now and there's still other teams playing. And that's going to be motivation for us to make sure that we're still playing at this time. You know, in next year, that's our goal. It's got to be our goal next year and every single year after that. So, you know, we're all going to just work as hard as we can to get to that point. And, I mean, yeah, we all want to be back already. We all want next season to start.
Certainly the East had 800-point teams this year. You guys are still 25 points back, but we saw the kind of hockey you could play the last 2 months. How do you bridge that gap to get into that contender area?
Big thing we talked about is just, you know, Andy kind of relayed this message, is just getting to overtime. There's so many games where we could have got an extra point just getting to overtime, and then maybe win that game, get two extra points. You saw how many games we had this year where they scored within the last, 0.1 second or whatever against New York, and then Toronto. We got to find a way to get to overtime, and there's lots of games too where going into the third period we had the lead, and earlier on in the season, and you know, we just lost that lead and ended up losing the game in regulation, and those are points that matter, and those are the ones that are going to, you know, help us get to that, you know, kind of to make the next step to the playoffs.
But what changed? I mean, in the last 2 months, you might have lost the lead once. You know, I think where, as you said, it was happening a lot earlier. What do you think changed to make it better?
I would say just our confidence as the year went on. Maybe earlier in the year when we're up a lead, you know, we start getting in our heads like, oh, we got to hold this lead. We can't let them score. But as the season got closer to an end, we just wanted to score more. We're not going to hold the lead in the third period. We're going to outscore them in the third period. And that's where we took a really big step. And that's something that, you know, all the teams at the top of the league do. You know, they don't sit back and they aren't scared when they have the lead. They just want to keep, you know, scoring them. And that's something that we showed that we learned as the season went on, and that's something we got to keep going into next year.
You guys all rave about Don letting you play free and cultivating that environment to make mistakes. How important is that for such a young D-Corps in general, but also where you are in your journey?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, there's so many young guys on this team, and maybe as a young guy, you know, you're scared to mess up, and you're scared you're going to get punished if you make a mistake. And then when you think like that, you know, you never really get to your game, and you're always scared. So just being able to go out there and not be worried about making mistakes is, you just get to play free and play calm. And that is big, especially as a young guy.
Dylan, we see players always wanting power play time. You earned, obviously, the time you got this year. Have you talked with Don or the coaching staff about more shorthanded time? Do you see yourself as a guy who can be a really effective penalty killer for this team?
For sure. I want to be a penalty killer, and the kind of last, I don't know, the last little bit, they did get me out on the penalty kill, and I think with my speed that they want to use me there, and I want to be out there. I want to be a guy that can play both special teams and be relied upon on the penalty kill. So that's something that I think, you know, that hopefully will be used more.
What clicked for you, Krebs and Olsson, on that power play?
That's just, I mean, when you have Vic over there, his shot, you want to get him the puck and you want to get it to him where he can shoot it. And Krebsy, you know, he's so good at drawing that top winger down and finding me behind. And, you know, all I have to do is pass it over to Vic, and Vic puts it in the back of the net. So, you know, that was a really good play, I think, for us. You know, it's hard, really hard to defend. We practice it in practice, and the guys that are killing say it's so hard to defend. So, you know, that was a really good play that we like to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.